Last week, archaeologists gathered in Fresno's historic Chinatown to sift through soil with the hope of unearthing century-old artifacts just yards from the future bullet train.
What we're looking for are discrete, intact deposits that would have been associated with, say, a privy or maybe a trash pit, because before the 1900s, people didn't have garbage pickups, so they just buried their stuff in their backyard, they burned it, they put it down the privy. And so that gives us a kind of a time capsule.
That was Dana McGowan, Senior Cultural Resources Manager from Parsons Brinckerhoff, the consulting firm overseeing environmental work from the Rail Authority. The dig behind a graffiti-filled building on Tulare and F Streets is part of the first wave of a survey by archaeologists for the California High-Speed Rail Authority to determine whether construction in Chinatown would impact existing and unearth cultural and historical artifacts. A series of underpasses below the future high-speed rail line are planned for Fresno, Tulare, and Ventura Streets. There was a moment of excitement during the Tulare and F Streets dig last week, a possible tunnel.
We got a wall and two columns and a void between the two columns. So we thought that was actually the start of a hallway. And it looked to be like a hallway until we started digging deeper and deeper and deeper. And then it looks more now like it was a fireplace.
That was Benjamin Camarena, public relations outreach specialist with the High Speed Rail Authority. Even though the fireplace proved not to be a tunnel, activists like Kathy Omachi, founder of the group Chinatown Revitalization, fervently believe that tunnels do exist under Chinatown.
So what we're walking across is actually some of the basement walls, and on the walls going across, you'll see archways that have been bricked up that go across the road.
Omachi says these tunnels, or interconnected basements, linked homes, businesses, gambling grottos, and places of prostitution. She says she has given more than 1,500 people tours of what she calls Chinatown's secret underground. Karana Hattersley-Drayton, Fresno's Historic Preservation Project Manager, says the theory of tunnels in Chinatowns across the state aren't new.
Throughout California, in the Gold Rush country, there are lots of stories of tunnels, connected with the Chinese. And I don't think there's ever been any documentary proof of a freestanding tunnel other than, connected basements.
But she says stories of the underground are rampant.
In these basements, there are rooms that are locked that have peepholes. I mean, clearly there are some fun going on down there, and another story is of seeing women dressed, Chinese women in gorgeous clothes, coming down in one area and popping up somewhere else. So clearly there was a whole underground world here that was rich, nefarious, all of those things.
But with all the folklore aside, Omachi says these digs are missing a huge part of culture in the region since they were focused on the Chinese community when
Chinatown was the original home of approximately 11 different communities: African American, Armenian, Basque, Chinese, Japanese, Italian, Portuguese, Mexican Americans, Germans from Volga Russia, Greek and Filipino communities.
Omachi says she wishes the community had more to say in the High Speed Rail Authority's decision-making process.
We're saying that the discussion needs to be held, and it needs to be that it's not a fait accompli, that they're just doing digs and surveys and other kinds of things because that's on their schedule and that's what they're going to do, whether or not they find something.
Lynn Ikeda owns one of the oldest businesses in Chinatown, Kogetsudo.
My parents brought me here ever since I was small, so I was raised inside the store. My grandparents started in 1915, so it's part of the family history.
She sells
Japanese pastries and snow cones during the summer and ice cream and giftware.
Ikeda says she is skeptical that Chinatown will benefit from the bullet train. She doesn't think the underpass and a wall to prevent sound from the train are enough.
The way the city is, I don't know, because we've always been on the back burner.
But Hattersley-Drayton is more optimistic.
We are in Chinatown, which is actually the original heart of the city of Fresno.
She hopes the bullet train connecting San Francisco to Los Angeles reinvents Chinatown and helps the community preserve its heritage.
A city that's lost its soul is not of interest for cultural and heritage tourism. And so when you tear down your old buildings, you are losing your soul. We are working very hard to see that that doesn't happen.
She says digs like this wouldn't have happened without entities like High Speed Rail.
They wouldn't have done an archaeology project here except for High Speed Rail, and that was like thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
She says the bullet train could bring vitality and tourism to Chinatown.
Why not? Once you start getting people coming through and you've got a cool new restaurant or Lynn Ikeda's beautiful Kogetsudo, and you advertise it, you have a sign up in the station saying, for, blah, 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 come to Chinatown, right down the street, right out your back door. Why could that not work?
The rail authority hopes to dig more in Chinatown, but is waiting for clearance from business owners closer to the rail line for future digs. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.